Thanks, Oyonga. Thanks a lot to Oyonga for setting the scene and for these valuable insights. Quite impressive to know that 80% of the mine minerals are non-metallic minerals or development minerals, as you call them. Now I will turn to our other panelists, maybe to go into more country-specific examples of what also Uganda has shown in terms of both, I would say, opportunities, but also challenges related to ASM, for instance, which are, I think, transversal to many minerals and countries. Arsène, so you've been working in Burkina Faso on low-carbon materials, contributing also to local construction as well as to local development, with which is a striking example to answer existing challenges. Arsène, the floor is yours. Also, if you want to introduce yourself